Tito Puente, Five Beat Mambo.
Yeah. Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you very much. A Man Lab, the power of unity, the power of love that brings us here today. It is my pleasure to introduce a person who I see as a total human being, a person who understands the meaning of a Man Lab, the power of unity, and the power of love, a man who ran for mayor in Chicago, a man who should be the president of this country. I want to introduce to you Dick Gregory.
And we'd like to say, Brother Mel King, thank you, and to all of you, thank you very much. You know, at one time in the United States, for someone to say you should be the president was a thrill and an honor. But to look around at all the mess that's going on now, anybody could be president now, and it would be better than all this craziness that we've been looking at lately. The nuclear plant blows up in Three Mile Island, and they lied to us for 3 days, and then to help the trick, President Carter and his wife goes in the plant to prove that everything's safe, and I thought that was a pretty good gesture if it was them. But when they said that's the president and his wife in the nuclear plant, I felt if it's so safe, how come you didn't take that little girl with you? It's like at the height of that Three Mile Island mess, they told us, okay, don't worry about the radiation. We got a bigger problem now. Say, what's that? Say, we worrying about this hydrogen bubble. I said, well, damn, I didn't know that was in the plant. They said, we'll know in 3 days. And 3 days later, they said, everything's cool. The hydrogen bubble disappeared. And I keep asking the same question, where did the hydrogen go? And I don't want them to explain it to me in no Harvard, Yale, MIT, Howard University scientific mentality. I want you to explain it to me in pure, simple, great-great-grandma can't